To get to the finals of the Van Cliburn competition takes years of study, countless hours of practice, and nerves of steel. Sean Chen, from Southern California, is one of the six finalists. He told me that he's been building up to this all his life.
Now that I look back onto it, you know, I've done a lot of competitions in the past, so starting from when I was, just in undergrad at Juilliard, I started doing international competitions, and at first I'd be always, first round knockout, second round knockout, that happened for a long time, and even just, I got second in Seoul, competition, and that was nice, but then I went to Cleveland, I got knocked out the first round, but I just kept trying Leeds, I got to the semifinals, and then now I'm at Cliburn, really kind of the biggest competition, and I've gotten in the finals, so I'm kind of like, whoa! So it's pretty exciting.
Chen explains why this particular competition is so important.
Cliburn has one of the largest reaching kind of influence of any competition, I think. As far as being up to date and with the social media and the broadcasting, Cliburn does a really great job with all that. I mean, all the web streaming and they have like a full-time like Hollywood camera crew following us around. In addition, the management they give you. I just found out today, like, all finalists kind of get management. All the finalists get concerts in the next 4 years. So that's kind of the most important thing for any up-and-coming young artist.
The judges, too, have a tough job. Every pianist they've heard during the preliminary and semifinal rounds of the competition is hugely accomplished, has astonishing technical skills, and gives thoroughly artistic interpretations of the music. They all sound spectacular, even to the well-trained ear, so the judges look for nuances. John Giordano, the jury chairman of the competition, has been on the jury since 1973. He told me that the level of piano playing in the competition is indeed extraordinary.
It's not a matter of judging technical prowess. That's almost taken for granted. Some aspects are pretty simple. Do I want to hear this person again? Sometimes something as simple as goosebumps. It's not a matter did they play right notes or wrong notes. If they miss notes and the message is there and it really reaches you, you ignore that. You don't realize it. When you hear somebody who really moves you, it's not difficult. It's wonderful. It's very exciting.
All in all, it's extremely high pressure with grindingly stiff competition. But the young pianists, like Beatrice Rana, a finalist from Italy, say it's worth it.
Because it's one of the most important piano competitions in the world, and it's one of the few competitions that can provide a stable career for the finalists. I think that a good placement in the Cliburn can provide a wonderful future for someone that aspires to be a concert pianist.
This is the first competition since its namesake, Van Cliburn, passed away earlier this year from bone cancer. Cliburn became a household name in 1958 when he took first prize in another famous piano competition, the Tchaikovsky, in Moscow. He was the first non-Russian to win, and this was an enormously significant victory during the Cold War era. Cliburn was honored with a ticker tape parade on his return to the United States. After hearing dozens of solo recitals, chamber music performances, and concerts performed with the Fort Worth Symphony, the judges deliberated about who would take home the top prize. Suspense was high in the auditorium as the announcement was made Sunday night.
And our gold medalist from the Ukraine, Vadim Kortrenko.
This pianist joins the previous Van Cliburn winners, who are ranked among classical music's leading concert artists. For VOA News, I'm Gail Wine in Fort Worth, Texas.